I want to speak to Dr. Hugh Stacey, who's one of the spokespeople for Vets for Pets, national spokesperson indeed. And this is a very important topic because there's a possibility that you'll be very cruel to your animals, maybe not even knowing that you're being cruel. Dr. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning.
And there's a real rage on social media at this present moment in time for, you know, cats and dogs and whatever to perform, do little things that make everyone laugh. There's one particular thing that people are doing that involves a cucumber and a cat. What are they doing with the cucumber?
Well, it's surprising cats with a cucumber is a bit of a rage at the moment. And, you know, it's not something, what it's triggering in the cats, I mean, whether they think it's a snake or whatever else, it's, but really people are getting a really big startle response out of their cats with it. You know, really frightening their cats and filming them doing it. There's a lot of this being posted up to social media at the moment, which a lot of people are finding funny, but I'm not sure the cats are really in on the joke with this.
Yeah, some cats will dash away, others literally go up the wall.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, cats in particular, you know, watching cat videos is obviously one of the reasons the internet was invented. And, you know, there are lots of these out there. And when you look at them, so we've actually sat and watched 100 videos off of social media recently. We've gone through, and actually about a third of them, when you look at the behavior the cats are showing, the cat's really not happy with what's going on. They're really distressed. And that's being sort of viewed as entertainment, which is, you've got to think that's maybe not great.
So the cat gets the sensation of a snake is about to attack it, and that must be a terrible fear for a poor dumb animal.
That's it. I mean, yeah, they're startling from it. They're, you know, they're seeing something really close to them. They recognize, you know, they don't know what it is. Obviously, their instincts are kicking in, and they're moving away at speed generally. But it, you know, it's really, you know, it's frightening for them. It's not good for them at all.
And are people doing it with dogs too? What's the popular trait with the dog to get it to entertain?
Yeah, I mean, dogs are a little bit more complicated because a lot of what you see on social media, you know, if it's dogs that have been trained to do something, that's slightly different. If, you know, one of the things you see a lot is dogs grinning. And in some dogs, actually, if you've trained them to do it, you know, if you've used treats or play or something, and it's actually a learned behavior, the dog might be really happy doing it. But in other cases, the dog's doing it and actually it's showing its teeth because it's really unhappy with what's going on. And the ones that really worry me are ones that involve children, you know, and you sometimes see the child going and giving the dog a hug and, you know, the video, it looks like the dog's grinning about it. The dog's actually really uncomfortable with it and is really, you know, it's a really dangerous situation that people just aren't recognising.
Rabbits are also being featured. What is it with the playing dead with the rabbit? How does that work?
Yeah, so rabbits, all if they're really, really threatened, so rabbits are prey species, obviously. So their behaviour is quite different to, you know, what dogs and cats do. But if they are feeling very threatened, very sort of pinned down, you can imagine if some big predators come and got hold of them, they will actually keep still. They'll go into what you call a trance. And some people, you know, if you turn a rabbit on its back and stroke its tummy, they will go into what looks almost like they're hypnotized, and people have thought that's a really good way of controlling a rabbit and keeping it calm. Actually, it's incredibly stressful. And it's the kind of thing, you know, if you ever see a wildlife film where, you know, the hawks come out the sky and pin something down, the prey species will keep really still. And then if the hawk kind of gets distracted and looks away, the prey animal gets up and runs like Billy O for the hills. It's that they're actually keeping still, thinking, right, when's my moment to actually make a dash for it? So really stressful, even though it looks really innocuous to us because they just look like they're relaxing and chilling.
And the rabbit that stamps its back foot, is that aggression?
Yep. It's feeling threatened. So it might lead to aggression, but it's definitely a sign that they're worried about something or frustrated about something. So yeah, thumping is a sign. You know, that generally shows a rabbit isn't happy at all.
So if we're using our cats, our dogs, our rabbits, budgerigars, whatever it is that is a pet, and we're trying to get some social media bounce out of it, if we don't film it accidentally, if we don't just happen to strike lucky and see something odd happen, we shouldn't be teeing them up for entertainment purposes. Is that what you're saying?
I think you've got to look at the context, and this is where it's complicated, where you really need to understand what the pet's behaviour is saying. If you're creating a situation where you think actually, the animal's being frightened by what's going on is really startling. That's maybe not great for them. If it's something they're doing happily, there's endless videos of, dogs chasing after toys and tobogganing downhill, doing all sorts of stuff that they're just having a great time doing, and the dog's choosing to do it. But I think particularly with cats, where what you see is usually their natural behaviour or their natural reaction to something, I think those are particularly where things aren't always great for the animal. And understanding the behaviour is something, that we really want to help with. That's why in our new vet report, which we've just launched, we've got a whole section on this, talking about what different behaviours look like and what the animal's actually trying to tell us with them.
Okay, Vets for Pets. You can check out that report online, I'm sure. Dr. Stacey.
That's at vetsforpets.com. If any of your listeners would like to go there and take a look, follow the link to the vet report.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Hugh Stacey. So, most of us do look at the screen and think, oh, it's very funny, but maybe we should give an additional thought to the main actor.